Hello.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You were out of town for a minute. How'd that go?
Well, it went pretty good. I just had a little family emergency last night, and I just wasn't here.
I'm so sorry. I know you had issues going on with the computer when I called you, right? I'm trying to get the computer situated. I got to get out the door. I got to go out of town. Call me on Wednesday. And I didn't want you to think I forgot. I had you on my calendar. And I thought, well, maybe he hasn't gotten back yet. Or maybe he's in the middle of something. But I wanted to make sure.
I just got back. And I saw you'd called, so I called you back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted to make sure that I addressed your questions. And a good thing you called in right now, because I was already going on my way out the door to go to lunch. But I'd rather talk to you. No worries. I want to address whatever concerns you had, because I know we scheduled your client interview, right? But then you wanted to talk to me before proceeding forward with that.
Yes.
So I want to make sure I took care of you first, you know? So talk to me. What's going on?
Well, I was just wanting to know that, you know, I talked to this lady for like 20 or 30 minutes, and she said, and, you know, we're not going to put you on the front page of Google and this, that, and the other. I said, wait a minute.
She said, they're not.
I said, why aren't you going to put me on the front page? I said, I'm paying for this. And Nadine said that I could get up there within 45 days.
30 to 45,
she said, we can't guarantee you that.
Maybe there must have been a miscommunication. So,
I want to talk to you again.
Yeah. No worries.
Because I'm not going to pay for something that's not going to get me on front page Google.
I think there must have been a miscommunication between you and her because I'll tell you why, because she said, well, I told him the 30 to 45 days, you know, for the first page placement, which is what I also had gone over with you too, but I think there was confusion because she said, well, he mentioned something about that someone was calling you, telling you that we can't do it, that we can't get you on the first page.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Okay.
Actually, it was another company like yours.
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, Sam. Remember, I warned you. There are going to be companies out there that are going to try to sell you online products, right? And I'm going to tell you, we have a lot of haters. We got people, companies. We've been doing this for 19 years. They're going to badmouth this. They're going to say they can't get you on the first page. First and foremost, they don't work for my company, so they don't know what we do, right? And so for them to say we can't get you on the first page, we're a Google channel partner. We wouldn't be in business this long if we couldn't do what we say that we're going to do, right? I mean, we wouldn't be in business if we couldn't get people on first page. So,
okay, that was my main concern because she was saying, well, you know, we can't guarantee it's going to be on the first page. And I said, that's not what Nadine said. She goes, well, you need to talk to Nadine. I said, I need to talk to her before we complete this conversation.
Well,
that's for sure.
What we can't guarantee is this. We can't guarantee you'll be number one, number six, number five. We will make sure that you are on that first page of Google as an option for clients to call you directly because that's where 90% of the searches will start and stop. No one can give you like a specific number that you'll be 1, 5, 6 or anything like that because remember, it's going to depend on the algorithm, meaning, and not to get too techie on you, but it depends on the keyword that they're searching, where they're performing the search from, the location of the search that they're performing it from, right? But our job is to always make sure that you're an option on that first page of Google when someone is looking for pest control, that they find your company listed there and they can call you directly.
Okay, there's only like five on the first page, and you got these little sidebars that have them too.
Right.
And I think there's up to like 10 on the first page, but the five that are like the first five are, you know, they're big letters there to be seen. There's five off to the side. Yeah.
Yeah. So where people, and I'll even use my own experience, like even when I was looking for a plumber, right, I see the first three guys I see, you know, in the local map. But when I know for a fact those aren't the only plumbers on the first page. So I click on the more businesses, and that's when I see sometimes 10, I might see 12. It depends on the area that you're in. Like where I live, I'm in Anaheim, I'm going to see a lot of them because it's almost very populated here where I live.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Of course, you're going to see a lot more, right? But one thing that we do, and remember, it's not just first page placement on Google, because if someone's doing that search on Google, Sam, and let's say they didn't call you, right? But now they're on their Facebook and they're just looking through pictures or stories, they're going to all of a sudden see your ad appear. It's going to pop up. It's going to remind them, hey, you were looking for pest control. Here's a company that offers that service. So you're getting that a lot complemented. That's complemented with the Google first page placement, the directory submissions as well. And then also making sure that when people, and you and I both know how many people are glued to their phone. I mean, I see people all day long when I'm driving, walking down the street with their phone glued to their hand, and they're walking across the crosswalk. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not even paying attention.
I'll see it.
So we want to make sure that when those people are also performing those searches on their phone, like their device, their tablet, that they're also still able to pull you up on that first page of Google. So you'll also have the customized tracking and reporting system, as I mentioned to you as well, where you can see the results. You can see how many times it'll show you how many times you came up in the search results, what keywords you're listed for, where they perform the location of the search. You're going to also be able to see how many phone calls that you're receiving from new customers. You don't have to take our word for it that it's working, because that reporting system is going to allow you to track all of that. And we want you to track it, because as long as you're successful with our program, that's also going to equal our success just as well. But guaranteed that you're going to be number one spot or number five spot, I cannot guarantee that, because it depends on where they're performing the search from and in what way they're searching, like what keyword or what search term. Our job is to always make sure that you're that option on that first page of Google. And the timeline is 30 to 45 days is the timeline that we give. That is our promise. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So I know they still have to finish your client interview, so I want to reschedule that at a time that's convenient for you. And I know you just walked in. So when do you want me to reschedule that for you?
Well, when do they have time?
Well, you let me know. If I take a look at the calendar, do you think you might have some time today? If we can schedule it today, or do you prefer like tomorrow?
Well, probably be tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I've got some, you know, some catch up to do on some other things.
Yeah, I figured.
But yeah,
I figured today might not be the best day. But let me tell you what times we have tomorrow, Sam, and then you let me know what works for you. Okay.
Okay.
And whatever time, remember, whatever time I give you is your time zone. So again, you're 2 hours ahead of us. So I have times 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1.
12 to 1.
12 to 1. Perfect. So I'll send you the calendar invite. It'll be between 12 and 1 o'clock. And again, we'll be calling you from that 877 number. I will make sure that I am available to do the introduction. So I'll actually be the one calling you and introducing you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
And then we'll send you the reminder, you know, always an hour before your interview, just to let you know it's coming up. All right. But if anyone calls you, like saying any company is calling you, right, trying to say, oh, they can't do it, they're not, don't even entertain the conversation. What I would say is this: I'm already working with someone. I appreciate the call. Thank you, and disconnect, right? You don't need to entertain conversations like that. All they're going to do is frustrate you. And you know what? They're calling you during your work hours and bugging you, right?
Well, yeah, not only that, one of the companies that called me was the company I'd already spent $10,000 with, and they haven't gotten me nothing.
And of course,
they said, no, they can't do that. I mean, we couldn't do it for you. How do you think they can do it for you? I said, well, I don't know, but
I would say this.
Yeah.
I would have told them this, you know what I mean? I gave you guys $10,000 of my hard-earned money, and you just admitted you couldn't do it, but yet you want to tell me that some company you don't even know can't do it either? I mean, $10,000 is a huge investment. What do they want?
For
you to invest another
$10,000? Yeah, they wanted me to, you know, they wanted me to buy my website back that I paid $7,500 for. They told me they wanted $1,000 for it. And I'm like, I've already given you guys $10,000. You ain't giving me nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
Not one phone call have I gotten in 5 years. Not one.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, anyway, that's, you know, you got to understand where I'm coming from.
Oh, I do.
I got a lot of money invested on something that I just got raped over, you know. I mean, come on. So,
I agree with you 100%. Listen, Sam, I sympathize with you. I would feel the same way.
Yeah.
That's why, listen, I wanted to make sure that I talked to you first before anything. You know what I mean? Because I want to address any concerns you have. And as we're completing these steps, we're going to also be sending you notifications. So we'll keep you in the loop. And it's a month-to-month program. You're not stuck on a contract, right? We're just asking you, give us 2 months. Stick it out two months. Don't leave before the magic happens. And if you decide, you know what, I don't want to do it no more, that's fine. You just call us 3 business days before your billing is due, and we part as friends. That's it.
Okay, that's fine. It works for me.
I think that's fair. You know, let us earn.
Well, it is, but there was confusion, and I didn't want to start something that I was going to regret.
Yeah, no. That's why I wanted to clear up everything with you. Yeah, as far as, like, we cannot guarantee you're going to be number one or number six. Like, no, we can't guarantee that. But what we're saying is this, yes, we are going to make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option on Google. I will even let you in on an insight, right? Being a Google channel partner, we are given strict rules from Google. Don't use the word guaranteed. We are not allowed to use it. So any company out there that tells you, any company that were to ever tell you they can guarantee it, their pants are on fire. They're telling stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, we can't guarantee any of our work either. It has to be warranted.
Exactly. Because you know what? Here's the thing. You can go in there, get rid of all those pests, roaches, whatever, right? But if that person isn't clean, is that your fault?
No, but they're going to come back.
And if
you guarantee it, then you have to go redo it for free.
Exactly. Now,
according to Oklahoma law.
But you warranty that the work that you did, they're not coming back, right? But if that person's filthy, leaves food out, you know what I mean?
Well,
and they're just like dirty, you can't guarantee, like, you're not going to guarantee that those roaches aren't coming back. You know what I mean?
Well, I walk away from those kind of jobs anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no way that you're gonna get rid of them ever. Yeah,
okay.
And, you know, I don't do apartments usually, because to do apartments, you have to do like 9. Around it. And most of the people there, they don't mind you coming in, but the management's not going to pay for you to do nine when only one's having a problem.
When I was growing up as a kid, I lived in apartments, and I'm going to tell you, my mom would be so upset. She would put borax, right, around the edges.
Yeah.
And and I'll tell you why, because my mom says the minute someone moves, those suckers are running over here.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of truth to that. Yeah.
It's true. My mom used to say, don't buy nothing at garage sales. You don't know what eggs are on that furniture. Like, I mean, my mom was just a stickler like that.
Well,
you know?
It's true, though. I mean, that's true, too. You know?
well, you deal with that stuff all the time, right? Having to clear out people. You know what?
Yeah.
Hats off to you. I couldn't handle that. There was no way.
Yeah, there's been places I've actually gone out and had to run out and throw up in the front yard.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're that way all everywhere. I mean, you think people are good, decent people. The front yard looks nice and mowed. You go in their house, and it's like walking into a sewer.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. It's not just here. You got the problem out there, and they got the problem in South Carolina, and they got the problem in, you know, Minnesota. I mean, it's nationwide.
Oh.
It's just that, you know, people put on a front, keep your front yard nice and all that kind of stuff, and you go in and it's like a fucking zoo. And I'm not, you know, I'll just walk out of those shops because I know I can't do them any good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, I've been in business long enough to know that, you know, you either take this or walk out. And most of the ones that are really bad, I walk out. I mean, yeah. I was telling you, I did one in Edmond, which is a pretty ritzy part of Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing a $300,000 house that she said she had fleas. Well, she had so many mice in there that were, you know, I had 50 or 60 run across my feet in just one room. And
oh, man.
A guy came in to treat for mice. I said, well, what are you going to treat them with? And he goes, oh, I got these traps. I said, well, you better have 5,000 or 6,000 of them because you're going to, before you get done putting down 8 or 10 of them, the other one's going to be full, and it's true. I heard him snapping as I was finishing my job. And the guy said, you can't, you know, she's going, well, you can't spray in the garage. I said, why not? She said, because the garage door's floor is gray. I said, well, that's okay. It's not going to hurt the paint. She said, no, it's all mice. I'm like, yeah, I got to go. So I left it at that,
no
sprayed
way.
Around the outside of the house. Yeah. And it was just pure filth. I mean, these people lived in a $350,000 house. That was 15 years ago, which the house is probably worth $550,000 now. And, you know, that's the way people live. You don't notice
you're like,
it from the outside, but you go in and you get knocked over.
Oh, my gosh. That gives me chills.
I think the guy that did the mouse job actually turned them in.
Oh, wow.
Because you know all the neighbors had to have mice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I bet you got stories.
Yeah, I got plenty of stories. Most of them people don't want to hear. But
oh, you know. My gosh. Well, it's always a pleasure speaking with you, Sam. So we'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay,
then give me an hour. You know,
Yeah,
they're going to give me a...
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we'll give you that hour.
Up.
Yeah, we'll give you the reminder. We'll send you the reminder an hour before, okay? If you don't answer the first time, we'll wait a few more minutes. We'll call you back, you know, to make sure that we get you for your client interview, okay?
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a good rest of the day and make it a blessed one, okay?
Okay, will do.
I appreciate your time. All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.